My name is Josh Greiner. I'd like to just start us with a word of prayer. Our gracious, merciful, and heavenly Father, we do thank you today for the opportunity we have to be here, to gather as brothers and sisters in Christ, to take a time away from our normal activities, our normal duties, and to study what your word has to say in very practical ways to hurting, suffering, sinful people in this world. Father, would you bless our time here today as we think about this topic in particular? Father, would you give me first and foremost humility as I present that, Father, that I would just be presenting things that are pleasing and honoring to you, that our time would bring you glory, and that those who are here would be able to receive it well. Father, that as we consider this topic, that we would see your love for these people, Father, and that in all of this, that we need them. We need them in the church. Father, we need these people to be saved. And so we just pray, Father, that you would bless this time. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. So a little bit about myself. I serve as Faith Church's pastor of community ministries. And so one of my responsibilities is to oversee actually this community center. I oversee our east side one as well, and what that means is I'm basically in charge of doing a lot of our church's outreach and evangelism efforts that are mainly done through programming. So I'm not like the only guy, I'm not the exclusive guy, but that's sort of what I do. And that's kind of my day job around here. I'm on our pastoral staff, so I help with the church plant that's located over here, and I do a variety of other things. But one of my great passions is biblical counseling. And so I'm excited to be with you guys today for a variety of reasons. One of them is I just love the BCTC. And the reason that biblical counseling is such a passion for me is because of what it did in my own life. What it did in my own life, 11 years ago, the summer of 2006, I was a hurting Purdue college student. I had grown up in a Christian home, and you know, I knew who Jesus was, but I often joke that I knew who John Calvin was before Jesus Christ. You know, we grew up just learning the facts. We learned, you know, Moses did this and that, but there wasn't an emphasis on a personal saving relationship with Christ. I did come to a saving knowledge of Christ in the seventh grade, and the teacher who had kind of encouraged all of us to have personal relationships with Christ, he was actually let go of the school that I attended because, you know, they were not into that whole evangelism part. So I just kind of grew up in a spiritual dry land, and I hoped that by coming to Purdue that I would find an oasis, that I'd find spiritual community, that I would find, you know, a relationship with God that was meaningful. And I tried to do that in terms of a house called Fairway. Fairway was a men's Christian cooperative that is sort of like a fraternity. And I just saw this and I said, that's what I can really grow in Christ there. I can find everything I'm looking for there. And if you guys, you're all trained biblical counselors. This is track four. You're seeing the idol already kind of come out. You know, even a good thing that you're wanting can be a bad thing, right? And so I'm putting all my hope into this and it doesn't pan out. They don't turn to be the saviors that I want them to be, and they're partying, and they're living the college lifestyle, and so I become disillusioned. I become angry, I become bitter, and I just say, fine, if that's how they are, then I'm going to go down the college party planning route too. And so I began to go down that more and more and more, and just engage in the sinful lifestyles that Big Ten universities offer, and I became more and more miserable. More and more miserable, so you know I'm noticing I'm miserable. So I decide to go see a counselor at Purdue, and I get the distinguished label of being bipolar. And so they, of course, have an answer for this. You can fill it at Walgreens, and I thought to myself, surely there's got to be something better. I didn't know what better was, but I thought surely there has to be something better. So I didn't get my prescription filled or anything like that. Started going to church. I'd always been going to church, but hadn't been very regular. And as a college student at Purdue, one of the biggest, most important determinations on where you go to church is who has the last service of the day. And so Faith Church had an 11 o'clock service, but there was a catch. You had to drive all the way across town, 6 miles across town to get to church on Sunday morning. So there was a trade-off for sure. So I started going there that summer and attended a few times because I could make it there and still live my Saturday night lifestyle. But one Sunday, as I was feeling particularly remorseful over my sin, particularly depressed, I heard Pastor Viers talk about biblical counseling. He was headed on a biblical counseling trip to Brazil, the first of that time, apparently, or something like that. And I thought to myself, that's what I need. That's what I need. I need that, and I need it from that guy. I guess they're all laughing. So I emailed Pastor Viers as soon as church was done. I explained to my situation. I said, I am so broken. I need you to help me. And it's amazing now being on Pastor Viers' staff. The fact that he took time to correspond with me, a college kid he'd never met, is remarkable. And he said, you know, Josh, I think you're right. You do need biblical counseling. But as I mentioned, I'm kind of on my way to Brazil, and I'm going to be there for 2 weeks. But let me refer you to Brent Oakwin. Anybody know Brent Oakwin? Let me refer you to Brent Oakwin. He's our college pastor. He's trained, and he'll be able to help you. So like every good college student, people probably do this today too, you look him up online. You Google him, and I find him, and I say, there's no way that man can help. He is a nerd. He is an aerospace engineer. There is no way that man can help. And so I replied politely back to Pastor Viers and said, I really appreciate your taking the time to correspond, but, you know, I'm going to try to do things on my own. I'm going to try to pull myself up by my bootstraps. And he wrote back one more time, and he said, you know, thanks for letting me know, and we'll be praying for you if there's any ways. But just so you know, in our experience, that doesn't work. Okay. So I continued to go back to church a couple more weeks, and lo and behold, things didn't get better. Things did not get better. In fact, things got worse. They got progressively worse. And I woke up one day saying, I've become everything I didn't want to become. And so I reached out to that Pastor Oakwin after he preached a sermon that Sunday on Psalm 73. Psalm 73, he's preaching, and one of the things Brent does to just kind of get his heart focused on people is he's working the crowd. So he sees a new college student, finds me, shakes my hand, preaches on Psalm 73. And I was like, I am that man in Psalm 73. I see the wicked, here I am the innocent, the wicked prospering all over the earth, life isn't fair. And so I said, okay, I'll give him a shot. So I went to counseling. You guys are laughing like this is supposed to be funny. There's a lot of suffering going on. So I give him I email him. He has me in his office the next day, and he starts to counsel with me, and I would love to tell you it went well. I'd love to tell you that the person standing before you took 12 weeks to fix, and I was good to go. That's not even close to what happened. He counseled me all summer. I had been scheduled to do an internship in England, and so I left, and he continued to correspond with me that entire semester, despite my rebellion, despite my sin, despite my suffering. He continued to pursue me, continued to be faithful. And then when I got back, he continued to do that. And so I had like one of those really long counseling experiences. But by God's grace, all of that investment paid off. And so I tell you that just to kind of introduce myself to you guys a little bit. But just as a reminder before we dive into all of this, that you don't know who you'll be counseling. I don't think 11 years ago, Pastor Oakwin had this vision of, I'm going to counsel this young man, and then one day, him and I are going to go lead a church plant in West Lafayette together. And one day, he's going to oversee all of our community ministries. And one day, he's going to be on our counseling and training staff, and he's going to be presenting in Track 4. I don't think Brent had that vision. I think what he said is, I'm just going to faithfully love the person that's across the table from me. And I don't know where that's going to go. I don't know what is going to happen. And friends, we don't know. So I say that to encourage you, but to remind us as well, as we even talk about a topic like this, that you have no idea what could happen to the person that is across the table from you if you're counseling somebody like this. Now, let's kind of dive in. I've got like four introductions here. And the first is a book, I'm going to put it in air quotes, so just look, recommendation. And by the way, you don't have to fill in any of your notes. So you may not like that. You may love that. I hear a clap over there. But you do not have to fill in any notes today. They're all filled in for you. So today is sort of an enjoying experience, maybe. For those of you who are note takers, you're dying. If you are a note taker, just rip them out and just take your own notes. They'll all be up there.